Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KUNR Public Radio. I'm Michelle Billman. More than 1.3 million people in Nevada voted in the 2020 general election. That's roughly 200,000 more ballots cast this year than in 2016. And while results from across the state have continued to trickle in over the weekend, it appears most races are nearing their final conclusion. I spoke with KUNR's political editor, Paul Boger, who's been following all of the twists and turns to get the latest. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
So President-elect Joe Biden was declared the winner in Nevada by the Associated Press on Saturday. Can you take us through what we know about the presidential election results in Nevada at this point?
Yeah, so nearly a week after voting ended in the presidential election, it looks like Joe Biden will receive just north of 50% of the vote here in the Silver State. So there were roughly about 1.3 million ballots cast in the entire 2020 general election, a vast majority of those by mail. And just like we've seen it bear out in previous presidential elections, a vast majority of Biden's support came from Democratic-heavy Clark County. There he leads by about 100,000 votes. In Washoe County, though, it's a little closer, but again, leads by about 11,000 votes here. Of course, in the much more conservative, much more Republican-leaning rural counties, though, of course, we saw the president do much better, in some cases, earning 2 or 3 votes to 1 against Biden. So, and it looks like at the end of this, Biden may edge out Trump a little bit more than what Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump by. She won the Silver State in 2016 by about 2.5 points. Biden looks like he'll carry it by about 2.5 points, maybe a little bit more if we get a couple more votes in. But at this point, I think we've seen all the votes we're going to see.
The process of counting ballots in Nevada and a handful of other states felt like it dragged on quite a bit last week. But how did the wait for results compare to previous elections and what was expected this year as we were heading into the election?
It's not really fair to compare the counting times in 2020 to the counting times in previous elections. And I say that because in many ways, this is the process the state has used for several elections now. If mail-in ballots come in after the election, they were still counted. We just didn't have this sheer number of them. Of the 1.3 million ballots cast in this election, nearly 650,000 of them were returned by mail. So that is just a huge number of mail-in ballots that election officials, both in Clark County and in Washoe County and across the state, have had to contend with. Of course, in Clark County, they've gotten more of those trickle in past election day that they've struggled to count, but they have made progress. And like I said earlier, I think we've seen a vast majority of the ballots that we're going to see in this election.
All right. Looking now at the state races, what do we know at this point at the congressional level? Were there any surprises there?
So at this point, it looks like all of the congressional races have been called. You know, that was something that a lot of politicos were looking at. They were looking at those House and Senate races and seeing if Democrats could make any ground there. And nationwide, we definitely didn't see that happen. We saw Republicans take more ground in the House, and it looks like it could be about the same where we're at in the Senate, maybe a net one for Democrats. Here in Nevada, it looks like everything will remain the same. All of the incumbents were declared the winners over the weekend, with the exception of Mark Amaday. He was declared the winner last week in a fairly convincing fashion. I do think, though, if there is any surprise, it's just how close these races were, even for Mark Amaday. Yes, he won by about 16 points, but technically that is closer than in previous elections. Down south in congressional districts 3 and 4, those are those competitive races in the suburbs around Las Vegas. You saw almost exactly the same count for both Susie Lee and for Stephen Horsford. They seem to just barely edge out their opponents by a couple points, and maybe because they got a little help from those third-party candidates, with the Independent American and the Libertarian candidates being able to siphon off a point here and there from their Republican challengers. That's maybe what helped push them past the day in this particular case, especially for Susie Lee, who right now is sitting at below 50% of the vote.
Okay, and what about the state legislature? Are there still any races up in the air, or have most of them been called by now?
You know, looking at the state legislature, there are some interesting developments. Heading into the election, Democrats were really looking to pick up a few extra seats, especially in the Senate. One of the races we were talking about so much before the election was that SD 15, that Senate District 15, which is really a lot of northern Northwest Reno. That race was between incumbent Republican Heidi Gansert, who's been in state politics for years, and Wendy Heidegger-Jackins. She was a relative newcomer. She ran in 2018. That race was incredibly close. However, over the weekend, Heidegger-Jackins did concede to Gansert. Gansert has maintained about a 1.5-point lead since voting began. So it looks like Republicans will manage to keep Democrats from having a supermajority in both chambers. And actually, it looks like Republicans were able to pick up some seats, at least in the Assembly. Looking at Assembly District 31, that was Skip Daley versus Jill Dickman. At this point, it looks like Jill Dickman will carry the day, and she will have her second term as a state assembly person, her first being in 2015. Skip Daley will likely lose that race. Down south, it looks like a few Republicans were able to defeat incumbent or Democrats in the assembly. So Republicans have made a little ground there, but is it enough to take control of the legislature? Absolutely not. One thing that is for sure, it looks like this will be another year where women will make up a majority of the legislature. So that is something that is a takeaway from all this, including some Republican women who were able to join that group.
Paul, there was also a very close race for Ward 1 in the Reno City Council. Do we have clarity yet on that?
Yeah, just very quickly, you want to talk about tight races. Jenny Breckus, who's the incumbent for Reno City Council Ward 1, does continue to hold a lead over J.D. Draculich, the challenger there, by about 105 votes. It's been very narrow since vote counting began last week. At this point, looking at the race, I don't see any more ballots coming in, so Breckus may be able to hold that lead. But, you know, it was a very good week for incumbents in general across Washoe County, both in Reno and Sparks and the Washoe County Commission, with the exception of that County Commission District 1 race. That does seem to be an upset there in that Alexis Hill, the Democratic challenger, has unseated or will unseat Marsha Burke-Bigler, the Republican incumbent. That is a bit of a shakeup there, but it's pretty much the only one that we can point to in local politics.
All right, Paul, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you. Paul Boger is our political editor, and for KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.